like grass and has withered away. Just the broken heart is gone. Who did Christ come for? He came for the brokenhearted. Indeed, I forget to eat my bread. Why? Why do I forget? Because of the loudness of my groaning. That's exactly what Job is saying. David words it a different way. I don't want the food. Job says instead of food, he says here, I do not eat because of the loudness of my groaning. My bones cling to my flesh. Groaning and body again. Mind, soul, heart. What happens when you're in the horrible place, groaning, where you cannot sleep? People, hopefully, you go to the Lord. Those of you here, now, in the future, you're talking to other people, those who get this on the internet or tapes or discs. Turn with me to Psalm 38. Psalm 38. Psalm 38. Psalm of David. Let's read from verse 1. Just a little bit. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Now, he knows he deserves it. It's one thing about David. He never hid the sins. He didn't do that. He didn't deny. Okay, they're out there. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Chasten me not in thy burning anger. For thine arrows have sunk deep into me, and thy hand has pressed down on me. This is how Job feels. This is how a lot of believers feel in their life. There is no soundness in my flesh, but note why. Because of thine indignation. In other words, people, the flesh is a result of what's happening in his soul. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. David understands this clearly. For my iniquities, plural, are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They weigh too much for me. My wounds grow foul and fester because of my folly. Difference between David here in our study and Job, another reason why I want to read these, Job has no understanding of why. That is part of Job's real agony. David understands why. So some believers will go through things, I don't understand what's going on. Other believers will understand what's going on. And you want to take it more, if you do understand what's going on, take it more like David, not have self-pity, oh, God will never love me again, I got to leave. No. He knows that God is gracious to forgive. So he's going to God. Verse 5, my wounds grow foul and fester because of my folly. Sin and folly here go together. I am bent over and greatly bowed down. I go mourning all day long. Now, in the previous psalm, what was it? All night. Here, all day. It's going to be so much fun meeting David in heaven. It's just going to be so much. And somewhere in the trillion years of eternity, to spend some time. Because on one hand, it's the all night. On the other hand, it's the all day. The all night is a time of Satan, of darkness. The day is a time when he should be doing wonderful things for God. Got so many different pictures going on in David's mind. Verse 7, For my loins are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am benumbed and badly crushed. Verse 8, I groan because of the agitation of my heart. Peter, I hope you're seeing it over and over. He describes the effect that's going on in his body, and then he tells us where it came from. It's from my heart, my soul. I groan. Why? Because. Always pay attention when something says because. Because of the agitation of my heart. Well, people, it's one of the most beautiful things of walking by faith. It's one of the most beautiful things. Because if we walk by faith, the faith in trusting God puts the sins of the past, the failures of the past, takes everything going on in your life, the lost hopes, what isn't happening in your life that you wanted, all these things that happen to teenagers, young people, people all through life, they're just set aside when you trust Him. There's a peace that overcomes your soul when you're in the Spirit, and you stay there. But if you continue to reflect on your sins, if you continue like Job and reflect on your circumstances and try to measure it, try to understand it, try to figure it out and get rid of it and all these things, it's just going to stay difficult. But once Job, once David, but once Job finally realizes, okay, I got the picture. You're a guy. And you'll just see a burden come off of him. It's not because of this. It's not because of that. It's da-da-da-da. You're God. You have a plan. I don't understand it. I trust you. And that's the place that we've got to be in life. I groan, end of verse 8, I groan because of the agitation of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before Thee, and my sighing is not hidden from Thee. Like Job, David will stay in his relationship with God. He will stay there. Now, one more thing and we'll close. You go to the Lord,